Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, constantly striving, pushing yourself harder, but never quite reaching that finish line? You know, the one with all the relaxation and self-care. We've all been there, right? Today, we're diving into something super important. Practicing self-compassion. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs, and sometimes the hardest person to be kind to is ourselves. Think about it, when you make a mistake or things don't go your way, how do you talk to yourself? Are you that harsh inner critic, raining down negativity like it's nobody's business? Or are you able to offer yourself some grace, understanding, and maybe even a little bit of encouragement? Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or being a pushover. It's about recognizing that you're human, you're going to mess up sometimes, and that's okay. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. So, how do we actually cultivate this superpower of self-compassion? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Acknowledge your pain. First things first, recognize that difficult emotions are part of life. They're not something to be ignored or feared. When you're feeling down, stressed, or frustrated, don't try to push those feelings away. Instead, acknowledge them. Say to yourself, hey, I'm feeling really overwhelmed right now, or this situation is tough, and it's okay to feel sad about it. Just acknowledging the pain can make a world of difference. 2. Be your own best friend. Remember that good friend who always has your back, offers a listening ear, and knows how to make you laugh even when things are rough. That's who you need to be for yourself. Talk to yourself with kindness and understanding. If you were talking to a friend going through the same thing, would you berate them or offer words of support? Treat yourself with the same level of compassion. 3. Practice mindful self-care. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about taking intentional steps to nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could mean going for a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to calming music, or spending time with loved ones. 4. Remember, you're not alone. Ever felt like you're the only one struggling? You're definitely not. We all face challenges and make mistakes. Knowing that everyone goes through tough times can be incredibly comforting and remind you that you're not defined by your imperfections. 5. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. Acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Give yourself a pat on the back. Made it through a tough day with your sanity intact. That's a victory worth celebrating. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're trying to learn a new skill, like playing the guitar. You put in the effort, practice regularly, but you still make mistakes. Would you beat yourself up for every wrong note? Or would you offer yourself some encouragement, knowing that progress takes time and patience? Self-compassion is like that internal cheerleader, cheering you on even when you stumble. It's about recognizing that learning and growth are messy processes, and it's okay to make mistakes along the way. The key takeaway here, folks, is this. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a loved one. It's not selfish, it's essential for your well-being. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself every step of the way. So, what's one small act of self-compassion you can commit to today? Maybe it's taking 5 minutes to meditate, writing down 3 things you're grateful for, or simply saying I love you to yourself in the mirror. Share your thoughts and experiences with us. Tag us on social media, leave a comment below, let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and remember, you are worthy of love and kindness, starting with yourself.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.